From the Financial Times in Paris, I am Zosia Wąsik and this is FT News. France has a growing reputation as a startup nation with thousands of young companies in its thriving ecosystem. The next stage in its ambition is to turn more of these startups into big international stories. Harriet Agnew, the FT's Paris correspondent, has been looking at what may have held back French startup companies in the past and at the initiatives that are underway to help them scale up.
French tech is on a roll. Last year, investment in the country's startups accelerated to record levels, and momentum has continued this year. The coming of age of the French startup scene has coincided with the rise of one of its biggest proponents, Emmanuel Macron, who was elected president of France in May with his year-old political movement. Mr. Macron wants to help France to move from a startup nation to a scale-up nation and create more billion-dollar global companies. In the past, there were several things that held back the French ecosystem. Startup funding is abundant, but there's been a lack of growth capital to push companies to the next level. The talent pool has struggled to lure international workers. And then, of course, there are the high taxes and rigid labour laws that France is known for, which has put off some entrepreneurs. But there's a sense that all of this is changing. Ambition is growing as more and more successful French entrepreneurs become role models for the next generation. And there are several initiatives underway to develop the ecosystem. Station F, a giant startup campus, is luring companies and investors from around the world. Mr. Macron has announced a $10 billion innovation fund and a special tech visa to make it easier for foreigners to come and work in France. And American and other European investors are showing a greater interest in France and bringing growth capital. But right now, the biggest change in France is the mood. At a time when the UK and the US are clamping down on immigration, the election of Mr. Macron, himself a startup politician, has fueled a sense of possibility. The French ecosystem is growing up and appears to be at a turning point.
At the heart of the French ecosystem is Station F, the world's largest startup campus that recently opened in Paris. We spoke to Roxane Varza, director of Station F, and local entrepreneurs to hear about how much progress Paris has made in the past few years.
Actually, it's been quite a few years that I moved here. I moved here in 2009, and the ecosystem at the time was just beginning. We had our first startup events. There weren't that many investments, not that many startups. It wasn't trendy to have a startup at the time. And in the last few years, we've really seen things change dramatically. So now it's become very, very trendy to have a startup. Just about everybody wants to be a startup founder. We have a lot of early stage funding, especially, that's become available for startups. The government has done a terrific job at supporting the ecosystem, whether it be on visa procedures and making more visas available for foreign talent, whether it's been encouraging new funds to be created. There's a parapublic fund called BPI France that they support through the government, and it's actually the most active investment vehicle in Europe. So we have actors like this and different elements like this in France that I think are finally coming together. And I think also French technical talent is known around the world, including in Silicon Valley. So finally, we have all the elements we really need: funding, talent, support from the government and administration to really make things happen here. And I think Station F is really kind of a catalyzer. It's not the cause. It's actually coming at a time when the ecosystem is picking up. So I think we could have been anywhere, but it just happens that maybe with Brexit and with Donald Trump in the US and with Silicon Valley high prices, and now we have Macron in France, that it's all kind of coming together in a really interesting way at the same time.
I'm Jean-Charles Samuelian. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Alan. Alan, we are health insurance, or medical insurance in France for companies and freelancers. We are the first one to get an insurance license since 1986 for 30 years. I had a company before that I sold, which is named Explicit. So I've been in the startup scene in France for 8 years. It has changed a lot. It was, I would say, not that cool and sexy to create a company 7 to 8 years ago. And now we see a real momentum in terms of investments. We raised a seed round of 12 million last year, which is quite a big seed round in France. I think it would not have been possible a few years ago. We see a great momentum in terms of having new talents, like 5 people in our team are from Silicon Valley and from San Francisco, which shows that we are able to attract talent from all over the world. And we see, like, in places like Station F, a lot of amazing companies that are in the process of changing their field and very complex fields, such as insurance for us. But we have seen a lot of amazing companies there. So I think it's the right time in France to create European or world companies that are changing very intense and complex fields.
So we opened Station F early July. We had our inauguration just before end of June with the French president, Emmanuel Macron. We welcomed, within the first week we were open, about 2,000 people. These are all startups that were selected to our different programs on campus. So we have 26 different programs that are by sector or by topic, so like fashion tech, med tech, fintech. And so the startups all came, they got their tickets or their badges, we showed them around, we showed them how it works, and then they've been able to work here ever since. And it's been amazing for us to see the place in action because it's been under construction for 2.5 years. So now that we're open, it's a lot about kind of testing the ideas, making sure that it works, making sure that there's life on campus, there's different events going on. Startups have told us they don't just want tech conferences, they also want sporting events and movies and you know, concerts and different inspirational events, which I think is very healthy. We like to think of ourselves almost like an American university campus, not an incubator. We actually have 26 different programs here, which means that a startup applies to a program like you apply to a master's degree in a school. And then we also looked at putting all the different services on site. So that means public services, that means investment funds, that means we have a maker space. We have a massive part of the building, about 1/3 of the building, that will, when it's finished with construction in January, will be open to the public. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, everything a startup could possibly need would be here. And I think that's probably what makes us very different from a lot of the other spaces. I mean, we've really tried to make this not a Franco-French project, but an international project from the beginning.
I'm Matt Gitouche, co-founder of Copelican. It's a startup that is a collaborative delivery service for individuals. So people who need to send an object to someone, a friend or family, they just need to go on copelican.com, and then we find the traveler that is doing this very trip to carry their goods for the travel. We just launched 8 months ago, so we're still a very young startup. And now we are recruiting people and we are raising funds for our development. And we are expanding to Europe. So we open new destinations throughout Europe, like London, Brussels, Luxembourg, etc. And we are still expanding our business there. We have hundreds of startups around us and we just need to go upstairs, take a coffee, etc. and to meet people, to like sign partnerships, etc. So it's a very good ecosystem and you have a lot of things here. It's not only startups, but you have journalists, you have investors, you have a lot of perks like deals with companies, etc. So it's a lot of things that help you to build your company in a very fast way.
My name is Alan. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Dentum, a cloud-based platform for managing dental practices and connecting the doctor and the patients together. We come from Southeast Europe, a place not very well known for innovation, to be honest. So we've been accelerating in Slovenia. So a lot of countries are moving innovation. They're making their efforts to be more global and to have a better approach towards innovation in general. So we have been around Europe for a long time and we wanted to see which place was better for us to start and grow our platform. At one point, we did not hear anything about France, so France was not in the ecosystem or one of the key players in the ecosystem. Then a weird thing happened and everyone started talking about French ecosystem, and that thing was Station F. So they worked real hard to build this great ecosystem, to be honest, and all of a sudden all the attention came here, and now Berlin is not in the map anymore, or not the first one that is mentioned anymore. UK is having some problems after Brexit, to be honest, so it's more of a strategic move there. And then the French ecosystem has shown a great way with connecting all the players together.
Director of France for Wired Score. Wired Score certifies commercial office buildings for varying degrees of internet connectivity. Paris is our French hub and our third office.
I think that it's a really interesting time to be running a startup in Paris right now. It is one of the easiest places in the world, and I used to work in Silicon Valley before, to raise fairly small amounts of money, angel money, so a few hundred thousand euros, even 1 million or 2 million euros, I think is easier to raise in Paris than in Silicon Valley for a similar project. There's also, because of the social safety net here and the unemployment policies, I have tons of friends in France who have left big corporate jobs, and because they have income coming in from unemployment for 2 years after leaving, that allows them the runway to actually start a business. There's still a ways to go. I think that Paris is actually very tough for mid-sized startups. It is very hard to hire people quickly because labor law here means that most people who are already employed can't leave their jobs for at least 3 months. Our business is growing too fast for us to have to wait for all of those people, and it puts real stress on it. For early stage startups, there isn't a better place.
Thank you for joining us. If you want to stay up to date with developments on the French tech scene, visit ft.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Center.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit 1 million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.